I've met one of your students. I heard her singing in the United States one time, and I was quite surprised with her. I hadn't heard a voice like that before, Tara Erocht.
Yeah.
And she had some sort of a relationship with vibrato and so forth that I'd never heard before.
Yeah.
But a very different kind of voice.
Yeah.
Now, she came to you when she was quite young.
Yeah.
What did she have then?
She had a good voice. She was a soprano.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought her down to Metz. But she was a wonderful student. It was a dream to work with.
Her positivity.
Yeah.
Which is infectious.
Oh, I loved her. Like I'm sure her mother and father did. Like my own daughter.
And did she have, like, when someone like that comes into you, do you recognise early on, A, what they have, B, what you can make of it?
I don't know. I have a third sense.
A third sense. Does it give you the idea of where you're going to end up?
Yeah.
With a singer?
Mm.
Or is it...
It depends on I can hear it. It's up to them to show me.
They have to grow into that picture.
Yeah.
I met Anthony Kearns in the United States also, and he spoke very, very highly of you. But he has also said that he felt that there is quite a rigorous training involved and a determined approach.
Yeah.
And he stayed with you. Mm. You supported him in so many ways, is what he has said. Do you feel always comfortable with hammering home the message?
You have to. But you also have to tell them that it's a very hard profession and thankless. I mean, we all say to people, you're wonderful. You don't get that afterwards.
What do you get usually afterwards?
Well, usually what they say, well done tonight, that's all. See you tomorrow at 10 for rehearsal.
It's a bit of a slog.
It's business. Cold business. You're as good as your last performance.
And do you talk to students about that part of the business?
I do.
You do?
You have to. And you have to tell them also that when they start earning money, you put that in the bank, but in insurance or invested in property or whatever, because that money is going to deteriorate. And the result is that you live on so much. You don't go out and buy jewellery or dress yourself to the nines. You can't afford that because it's a very short-lived career.
A bit like an athlete.
Yeah.
In that sense.
Absolutely.
So you have a window. If you get the opportunity, save for the rainy day.
But the most important thing is what I told Tara, and I'm telling them all, when you go into an opera studio, you must look at the repertoire, not for that season, the following season, what roles you could sing. And you learn the music. Don't tell anybody. Think ahead. And learn all, have the repertoire ready. Tara rang me up, I told her that. She said, this girl is, she's arrived. She's not looking too good. What do you think? She said, I said, do you know the role? She said, I practically do. I said, get her off quickly. She said, why? I think she's got pneumonia. And lo and behold, she rang me back. Ronnie, I have a week to get into everything together. Yes, I said, get on that bloody stage, because that's your break. You get one break in life and you got to be ready for it.
And she's been in Munich ever since.
Yeah.
It sounds very hard.
I know it's hard, but you've got to be ready.
My gig is very different because I don't sing in a kind of a company situation. But it sounds to me, looking in from the outside, it could be perceived as very cutthroat and merciless.
Which is.
So you're basically saying to your students, be ready.
Yeah. She got a standing ovation. And I went over to her in the next performance. I'm sorry I wasn't there. I would have been so proud of her. And then you look at the poster. The very next day, they put her in costume on the poster. And it was Tara rocked in Romeo and Juliet.